This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin today with the announced farewell to the MTA's Metro Card. Not to worry. You can still use it today. They're not going to leave you stranded anywhere. But the MTA chair says they'll stop selling the cards at the end of this year. The reason? Well, changing times. Mac Rosenberg now with what's soon to become part of the MTA Transit Museum, right up there with the subway token.
Don't worry, you'll still be able to use your Metro card into next year.
Sometimes, I don't know, I have no phone or something. I like the physical card.
And you can still get a physical Omni card in addition to using your phone or credit card. Big difference from the Metro is it's a tap instead of a swipe. Mixed opinions on that.
I'm fine with that. I actually just for the first time filled my Omni card.
It's hard to tell when you're going through how much more money is left on your card. With the Metro card, you could see how much is left.
The MTA says 85% of full fare customers are now tapping. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Again, no definite date of extinction, but the MTA says they will know more by the time we get to the end of this year. Okay, so thieves are going to the gym now. But police say they're not working on their abs, they're working the locker rooms. They say three guys have been hitting high-end gyms like Equinox and lifting wallets and credit cards from locker rooms in Brooklyn and Manhattan. So far, they've made off with about $83,000. Oh, my goodness. The first incident happened December 17th at a spot in Brooklyn where they went into a Lifetime Fitness right there on Atlantic Avenue in Prospect Heights. Police say they snatched a cell phone and wallet with credit cards from a guy's locker and hightailed it. The victim later found out a $27,000 transaction had taken place. There have been similar incidents all over. The NYPD asked that if you would, please call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS if you know anything about these gym rats. And we don't mean it in the workout sense. The grandmother of Gabby Petito says her granddaughter is missing another birthday this week. This is the young lady who was killed, allegedly by her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, on a cross-country trip, which captivated the country. Remember that? Put the enigma of domestic violence under a microscope, too.
She touched the world, but together we all need to change the world.
The grandmother of Gabby Petito says this would have been Gabby's 26th birthday, but domestic violence cut her life short and things need to change.
One in three women are victims of domestic violence. We have to change it through awareness, through education, through new laws.
Miller's Ale House is holding a fundraiser on Thursday to raise money for the Gabby Petito Foundation, which assists victims of domestic violence.
There are many victims, so that's what we need to address.
Nassau County is working on opening a state-of-the-art domestic violence center. Sophia Hall, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Levittown, Long Island.
Yeah, the Petitos filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Brian Laundrie's family and settled for $3 million and avoided a trial. Over in Prospect Park, police trying to find a shooter. A guy was shot in the neck near the park last night. Law enforcement sources say the shooting happened about 11 at 154 Park Side. side. Cops from the 70th answered the call, went over there and found the victim, 35-year-old guy with a gunshot wound to the neck. Nobody's saying what led to the shooting or who did it. They rushed him to Kings County right there in Fort Greene, where he's listed as stable today. So far, though, no arrests, and police haven't released a description of the shooter. If any of it rings a bell with you, again, they want you to call Crime Stoppers. A federal judge says the deportation case involving a detained Columbia University student should be heard up here in New Jersey. The Trump administration has accused Khalil of siding with terrorists over his role in a protest at Columbia a few weeks ago. His detention set off protests all across the country. So we've heard of countless heroes, emergency dispatchers who somehow managed to talk people down off a ledge. But we got a hero here at the FDNY. Getting applause for talking a person out of a hole. Listen to this.
Brother and sister in their 20s out for a walk Wednesday night inside Brookfield Park on Staten Island. They suddenly panicked and had to call 911, though, as the brother was stuck in mud up to his knees. It was dispatcher Frank Festa who stayed on the line for quite some time to keep them calm and direct firefighters from engine 165 to make the rescue.
I mean, yeah, it instills a sense of pride in us, you know, especially when it gets this much attention, proves that what we do is very important.
High praise from Fire Commissioner Tucker.
Fire alarm dispatchers are an integral part of the life-saving mission of the FDNY, our unsung heroes that don't get the attention that they deserve.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Our heroes on the scene rescued two people and two dogs out of the pets. Boy, oh boy, they did not need any medical attention, so that's all good news. An alleged serial vandal is in jail today. Cops say they nabbed a guy who struck twice yesterday morning, allegedly damaging precious statues at Buddhist temples in Lower Manhattan. But some folks in the community say that wasn't a half of it. They say Tai Hong Wan has been at it for a minute. Police believe the 49-year-old vandalized at least five Buddhist temples. They picked him up last night at a temple on Bowery Street. Later ID'd him as the same person who allegedly vandalized temples earlier this week on Pike Street, Eldridge, Canal, Henry Street. Oh, he's busy. Police say somebody took a fire extinguisher at the Sung Tak Temple on Pike and whacked a large statue out front, then smashed a smaller statue into pieces. They believe it was him. He's charged now with five counts of hate crimes, criminal mischief, as well as burglary. Planned Parenthood of Greater New York having some money problems, so they're looking to sell their building in Soho and shutter the clinic there as well. It's a move that will leave the nonprofit with no services here in Manhattan. That's according to a statement the reproductive health care provider reportedly told Gothamist. The property on Bleecker Street will go back on the block this week with an ask of about $39 million. Wendy Stark, who's the president and CEO, says it's going to require state approval to close the clinic, but that's the plan. She says the maintenance is killing them, and the building, she says, isn't designed to support the healthcare needs of the future.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.